accept it, that's
welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Open to phone calls and texts, any comments, any questions. Well, we're going to go to the gubernatorial race down in Georgia. This is a hot race. Our candidate is Stacey Abrams. She's terrific. Stacey Abrams is terrific. The incumbent is a guy named Kemp, Brian Kemp. Now, Brian Kemp, everybody is saying, is a great guy because he's the one that blew off Trump and wouldn't refuse to certify the Georgia election. And I agree with him on that. And that was a very good thing and a brave thing. He's also the guy, when he ran against Stacey Abrams last time, threw a couple hundred thousand people off the voting rolls in Atlanta, which may have cost her the election. And how did he do it? Because he was the Secretary of State. He was a secretary. Talk about a conflict of interest. Are you kidding me? The Secretary of State's running for governor, and he throws a couple hundred thousand people off the voting rolls in the largest city in the state because he's running against a Democratic candidate, and no judge stepped in. Well, that's the kind of stuff that happens. So I'm not a fan of Brian Kemp, but I am a fan of Brian Kemp when it comes to his standing up to Donald Trump. Well, his opponent in the Georgia primary for governor is David Perdue, former senator who Jonathan Ossoff beat in this last election. He's one of the ones that helped himself to some inside information, made money in the stock market. Jonathan Ossoff beat him. And Perdue in that one actually conducted himself in a decent fashion. He just said, well, that election's over. And he was not one of the ones that was trying to say there was something wrong in his own election. And I thought he would go gentle into that good night. He does not go gentle into that good night. He rages against the dying of the light. Look it up. It's a great poem. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage against the dying of the light. The poet talking about his dear father who's passing away. Well, David Perdue is taking this rather literally, politically. And now he has become a full frontal election denier Trumper. He gave a speech yesterday that he says, quote, I will block the left from overseeing Georgia elections, period. Any of the left will be have anything to do with Georgia elections over my dead body. And then, of course, he attacks Stacey Abrams in thinly veiled racial terms. Now, when you say over my dead body, there's this violent rhetoric that has somehow crept into Republican speech in some areas. What's the dead body deal? Or the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish here in Wisconsin, knives, metal brushes, and mercenaries, and that kind of, I mean, what's the deal here? The deal is there's an implied message of violence. A guy like David Perdue, I've seen him debate, I've seen him on television. He's a fairly mild-looking guy, mild-mannered guy. And for him to inject this, there's a lot of people out there in their 20s, angry, been lied about in the election, start hearing this kind of talk. Why are we talking about dead bodies in any event? What does he mean? None of the left will have anything to do ever with an election in Georgia, and it'll happen over my dead body. What does he mean by that? What he means by that is they're replacing all the elections boards in Georgia with people who will be ending up counting the votes. Remember Joseph Stalin? Mass murder, 20 million people, one of the most evil men in history. Joseph Stalin once said, does not matter, quote, does not matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. The Republican Party is following Stalin's dictum. Perdue is one of 51 election deniers running for governor in 24 states. Virtually half our states, 24 out of 50, have at least one election denier running, and several of them have two or more election deniers running. If the election deniers get in, they're also running for Secretary of State, some of them, for election commissions where they're elected. They will be the Stalins counting the votes. Eternal vigilance is the price of safety. You cannot assume that democracy goes on forever if you do nothing. Remember Edmund Burke, the only thing required of the triumph of evil if enough good people do nothing. Be very aware of this. Rebecca Clayfish is one of the election deniers that they're talking about here. Nicholson is one of the election deniers. So now would be Ramtham. That's why it's imperative that somebody like a Tommy Thompson get in that primary, take that party back. You know, this sickness is sweeping the country. There is now talk on social media. You may have seen some of it yourself. The Super Bowl is coming up Sunday. It's going to be a great Super Bowl. Packers should be in it, quite frankly. Packers should be in it. We should have gotten a new special teams coach 6 months ago, frankly. And frankly, somebody should have sat down with Aaron Rodgers and said, I don't care that you wanted to play for San Francisco since you were a kid. Let's put a little moxie in this, a little oomph. We don't you want you coming out of that playoff game with a 19 quarterback rating, which he did. Okay, but that's water over the dam. Truth of the matter is, it's going to be a great Super Bowl. The Bengals, you know, they haven't been there in a long, long time. Be kind of fun. However, on a darker side, in right-wing social media, there are plans circulating to form a trucker convoy, anti-vax like in Canada, to descend on the Super Bowl in L.A. and block highways and that kind of thing. If that happens, that has got to be taken care of very quickly by law enforcement. You can't have people using that kind of a protest. People are absolutely in their rights to protest vaccines, whatever they want to protest. I was driving through Grafton a couple of weeks ago, and there are a whole bunch of people out in front of the hospitals who claim they're healthcare workers, saying no mandatory vaccines for healthcare workers. And I'm thinking, if you don't have mandatory vaccines for healthcare workers, we're in trouble. But in any event, at some point, and take a look at the Canadian truck convoy. Well over 90% of truckers in Canada are vaccinated. The vast majority of people, much higher than in this country, are pro-vaccine and think that there should be absolutely more steps taken against people who are unvaccinated to keep them out of circulation. That includes truckers. These are not all truckers. A lot of this is social media from the Proud Boys, Oath Keeper, and those kinds of people. And that's what this is now. Most truckers are going to be watching the Super Bowl, either at home or on the road. They'll pull over. Most truckers don't want to block the Super Bowl. But if this thing gets any legs at all, and the right wing, Cruz and Hawley and these kind of people support it, at some point, and this is kind of an elementary thing, I like the Super Bowl. I think it's a national symbol. And the truth of the matter is, that is not the time to shut it down. You can have protests. You can have people with signs outside the Super Bowl. But you don't try to shut it down. Be very careful of that. It's only a few days away. It may or may not go forward. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call-ins. A lot more to talk about. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. The slowest now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now.